And this morning, joining me on the air is Commander Matt McMurdo with the Star Valley Search and Rescue. Busy week for Search and Rescue to open up the new year. Good morning, Commander McMurdo. How are you today?
Good morning, Duke. Doing good.
We were just kind of texting back and forth this week, and yeah, Search and Rescue's been busy to open up 2023.
Yeah, it turned off pretty busy. Three calls in 24 hours. Got pretty busy.
So tell us about these calls, whatever details you can give us on what happened and what took place here.
So the first one came in off an inReach that there was an injured snowmobiler up Dry Creek. So we went on that one, came back, got everything put away, and then the next morning it turned out another injured snowmobiler up Squaw in Alpine. And then as soon as we got back into the parking lot, we got report of a lost snowmobiler up Willow Creek, and that one kind of worked itself out while we were on our way.
Okay. So everything ended up being okay. Hopefully injuries weren't too serious.
Injuries weren't too serious.
Commander Matt McMurdo in studio today with the Star Valley Search and Rescue. Commander, you mentioned the inReach, and that's been something that's been talked about. We want to bring that up for those that aren't even sure what it is. It's a feature on the new iPhone 14s, correct? What is inReach and what does it do?
So inReach you can get from Garmin. There's the spots, the inReaches, and then the new iPhone 14 has the same SOS feature. And there's been a lot of negativity about them, but at the same time, there's a lot of good come from them. Like the one that started Saturday, they contacted us by inReach, so there's a good one. The next day, everything that happened all came from inReaches, and it worked out really well, and they served their purpose in that aspect.
Okay, so you mentioned they're on different devices, but let's say if someone's getting a new iPhone, they're getting the 14, how does it work? It's basically satellite communication capable. Am I understanding that correct?
Yeah, the new iPhone 14, the SOS is satellite capable, and they have a sensitivity setting on them. They're trying to get them worked out right now. Like a lot of places, they've had a lot of false calls because the slightest bump will set it off because it thinks you've been in a crash. But they're getting them fixed to where it's a lot better. And when they go off, they do set off a tone that you have a certain amount of time to shut it off before it sends it out to call for help.
Okay. So has your department had a number of fake calls, I should say, for lack of a better term?
For search and rescue, we've only had one so far in this area that we've dealt with. Other counties have had a few more than us. Like Teton County, they've had a few because they have all the skiers. So they take their phones with them, they hit a bump too hard, and it sets it off, and the ski patrol gets up and finds them, and they're good features. You know, we don't want to talk negative about them. We want them to be used, and just want everybody to know that no matter what, when it goes off, people will be coming for to help them.
So be ready for turn it off. If you hear the tone, be ready, huh?
Yep. Yeah. And if you turn it off, the company that has that device will actually reach out to you and make sure you're okay. If they don't hear back from you, that's when they send it out that they need help.
Gotcha. Commander Matt McMurdo in studio today with the Star Valley Search and Rescue. Anything else about the inReach feature you feel is worth mentioning today?
I just want to reiterate that I want everybody to, you know, not be scared of using it. The group of people we have, they will come out no matter what, any time of day, time of night. They're prepared to come out and help as much as they can when these go off.
Well, Commander, it doesn't sound like too many avalanches, at least in this area. There was some fatalities in some neighboring states. But I understand you guys have your training coming up pretty quick, right? Just a few weeks?
Yeah, January 20th, we will have our training in Thane at the community center with Dan Adams and Jason Blair. They're gracious enough to come and help teach us again and help the community out.
Sounded like in the in the instances I referenced with the fatalities in, I think, Colorado and Montana, the riders had either partial equipment or their equipment wasn't working correctly. They didn't test it beforehand. And so this is just a good opportunity to make sure all those things are worked out.
Yeah, it's a good opportunity to get out, check your equipment, make sure it's in good working order and that you have it all. Because, yeah, those ones, they had everything but a beacon, and then they pulled some probes out, and they had some broken ones.
Commander Matt McMurdo, so that's coming up on the 20th and 21st, and it's a kind of a classroom session Friday night, and then more hands-on Saturday morning, correct?
Yeah, correct. Friday night we'll be in there having a slideshow from Dan Adams from Next Level, and then Saturday we'll be out on the top of South End instead of in the snowmobile parking lot. We're going to move it to the top of South End to keep it from being so congested.
Sure. And is that just a show up thing? Do you have to register in advance, anything like that?
Nope, it's just show up, bring your gear, and it's a good opportunity for you to learn some new techniques, try it out, and we get to not recognize you, you get to train with us, so it's a good meet and greet, and we have a good time.
It's Commander Matt McMurdo, Star Valley Search and Rescue. Matt, thank you so much for your time. Appreciate you and everything Search and Rescue does, just dropping everything and going out on those calls all volunteer.
Yep. Thank you, Duke. And we just want to say thanks to the community. We couldn't do a lot of this without the support from the community.
It's all part of the Weekday Wake Up live on the SVI Radio Network.